Windscape. Chapter 7. The Decision. The figure on the bed waved her into the room. "Come in and close the door, Jenny." "Pavel!" gasped Jenny. "Who do you think it was?" Pavel stood up and shut the door behind her. "How did you get in here?" asked Jenny. "They always leave the bedroom windows open. We live in Harris, Jenny, not London." He had something in his hand. "I've read the letter, Jenny." Jenny flushed with anger. "You've no right to read my private things." "Good job I did," said Pavel. He leaned across the bed and turned on the bedside light. "You've only 2 days left after tonight." "2 days left for what?" said Jenny. "How much money did you and your father need to stop the bank closing you down?" Jenny was annoyed at the question. "It's none of your business." "I'm on your side," said Pavel. Jenny reached for the letter. "Give it to me." "How much did the bank ask you for?" he persisted, pulling the letter away from her. "How much to pay them off?" "It was a huge amount. It was impossible." "Just tell me the number, Jenny." Exasperated, Jenny glowered at the cheeky Polish boy sitting in her bed. Pavel was grinning, but she did not feel like grinning back. £22,000, if you must know. Pavel's cheeks dimpled, and his smile stretched wider across his face. He opened the manila envelope and flicked the crease out of the white sheet of paper inside. He traced a line with his finger and read to himself, and then looked up. "Yep, I thought I'd read it right the first time. You'll get £180,000 in change once you give the bank their money." Jenny snatched a sheet of paper from Pavel's fingers and read it. She picked up the discarded manila envelope, peered inside, and then held it upside down, shaking it vigorously. "There's no cheque in here." She reread the letter. "Okay, so it says that they'll only issue the cheque when Dad signs for it." "Has the penny dropped yet, Jenny?" asked Pavel. "What penny?" "Why do you think Mr. Murdoch has been keeping those letters from you?" "They were all from the same insurance company," said Pavel. £202,000. "Whoa, you're rich!" Jenny was still staring at the letter. "It's Mum's life insurance. She had cover after all. We never knew. If Dad had known about this money, he would have..." "Told Mr. Murdoch and the wind farm people to get lost," finished Pavel. "Yes," said Jenny. "And if Mr. Murdoch keeps this information from your dad for another 2 days," said Pavel. "Well, then it'll be too late," whispered Jenny. "The bank gave Dad until noon on the 30th to clear his debts." "It's the 28th, said Pavel. "I have to phone the bank," said Jenny. "And you think they'll believe a 10-year-old girl about a sudden windfall of £202,000, said Pavel. "I could confront the Murdochs, tell them that I found the letters. Just tell them to get me straight to Glasgow so Dad can sign off this money." Pavel screwed up his face in disbelief. "You're kidding, right?" He took back the letter and carefully folded it into the manila envelope. "If you really want to save your farm without the need to have 6 massive turbines outside your back door, you must get your dad to sign this yourself. You need to get him to sign it, and then you need to get it to the bank in Glasgow in the next 2 days. Jenny plumped down in the bed beside Pavel. She clenched her fists and punched the pillow. "I hate the Murdochs. I bet every one of them is in this." "Perhaps. So what are you going to do?" said Pavel. Jenny tried to calm down. She closed her eyes and began wrapping the tips of her long hair around her fingers. "So how would I get all the way to Glasgow?" "Easy," said Pavel. "But as soon as I disappear, Mr. Murdoch will call the police. He seems to know them all." "He will, and he does," said Pavel. "That's why we have to go now." "Both of us? Now?" Jenny was exhausted and had no idea how to get to Glasgow. She'd never been off the island in her whole life. "You've got £100 in your purse," said Pavel. "So Sandy was right," snapped Jenny. "You are a thief." "Certainly not," protested Pavel, a hard done-by expression forming on his face. "I didn't take your money. I just told you how much you have." Jenny quickly checked her purse. Everything was in place. She stood up and walked over to the window. The moon had made a guest appearance between the rain clouds. What's the plan, Pavel? Well, mused Pavel, if we leave right now and catch the 6 o'clock ferry from Tarbert, we'll be in Uig by 8. Once we're on Skye, we'll what? Asked Jenny. We'll take it from there, said Pavel, his cheeky smell returning. He placed his bony elbows on the windowsill beside Jenny's and looked out into the night. The Murdochs don't get up until 8 on a Saturday, he whispered. So there's a chance we'll get off the boat and on our way before they even realise we've gone, Jenny whispered back. What about you, Pavel? Will your father not miss you? Nah, said Pavel. Dad will be up doing all the things the Murdochs don't like doing on a Saturday morning. Besides, continued Pavel, I've left a note to say that I've gone up to Stornoway to see my cousin, Willie Linky. I often go up there during the school holidays. That might just lead them north instead of south to Tarbert and the ferry. Jenny tilted her head and checked the clock on the wall. It was after 11. How did we get to Tarbert from here? It must be, she tried to calculate the distance in her head, 15 miles away, finished Pavel. We can walk to the lambing shed. There's a quad bike parked up in the yard. He peered up at the sky. The moon's bright enough. As long as the rain stays off a bit longer, we should make it there with loads of time to spare. We'd better wait until the Murdochs go to sleep, said Jenny. No time like the present, said Pavel, another corny saying spilling from his lips. Are you sure? Said Jenny. Yep, get your things. Pavel opened the window and the night air wafted into the bedroom. It ruffled the letter on the bed. You better take the letter. Oh, you think? Said Jenny sarcastically. I think, said Pavel. He grinned and shook his head. This should be fun.